Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM, and business has just picked up in the studio. The Panthers are in the house today. Stanley C. Panther. I don't think he's allowed to talk, Leroy. That's mascot rules.
Yeah.
But he is here. If you guys are watching on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. He's now a champion mascot, and
tall,
we have also the radio voice of your Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, Doug Plagans, joining us here on the program. Doug, thanks for joining us, man. Appreciate you. Mic him up there, Frog Boy. Make it look professional over here, huh?
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there we go.
It is weird that they hide that button there.
It's way over there. And if you have a question for Stanley, I'll do the best that I can to answer.
I appreciate
it. As you
that,
said,
buddy.
He's a man of few words.
How does this feel? How has this summer been? This is incredible. You guys are already getting back to work, but has it all been a blur? You guys win the Stanley Cup, and all the celebrations have been cool to watch on social media, but what's it been like?
If I had to run it back, I would say, when it first happened, that first week or so,
right,
it took a few days to set in because it was such a run, and the team's playing every other day, and you kind of get into that rhythm of the playoffs and the ups and downs and the twists and turns of the whole thing. But yeah, it hits you and you realize what has happened, and you're just excited. That for me, I was just excited to be able to enjoy that with the people that I work with, people like Bill Lindsay, who I do the broadcast with, to enjoy it with all the fans, so many of them who've been around since day one following this team, who hope that they would one day get to see what we all saw back on June 24th. That was beyond special and beyond a thrill. And then, of course, you had the parade a few days later, and that was a special experience.
That was crazy.
And then you just go throughout the summer, and yeah, you're just kind of recalling all those different moments, and you're able to go back in your mind and just think about the way that it all played out, and just how special that team was. That's going to go down as one of the most special sports teams in the history of this region. So it was a team that picked up right where they left off the previous year. Easier said than done, but took it right into last season and capped it off with a Stanley Cup.
I think one of the cool things about it is that very rarely in sports do you see it build and come to that. So you saw the first year, the second year, and then the third year where it all came together. Most owners, most fans aren't patient enough. They want it to happen right now. But as you're watching this and watching it build, you have to be thinking, Lindsay, we're close. We are so close with how this is shaping up. And then it just all kind of came together. But it was awesome. It couldn't have lasted. That hockey season couldn't have lasted a day longer. Game 7. It couldn't have gone. That was the last day of hockey.
Yeah, were you nervous that day? Like, just knowing, like, all of, we know how good the team was of, like, resetting and always kind of getting to the next thing, but you got the country, you got, literally it felt like the hockey world was like, oh, Canada, this is going to be an incredible comeback, and, history's on the line, and the Panthers just still with all that pressure. Like, were you nervous that day, even calling it, like, what their energy was going to be like?
I wasn't at all, and a couple of things on this. I think, for one, you saw the experience that this team had built over the years, and just the DNA of this team. And you mentioned the build, but over the years, the group of guys that Bill Zito put together, and with Paul Maurice behind the bench, this was a team that was battle-tested, they were experienced, and part of the DNA of this Panthers team is they're comfortable when a lot of other teams would probably be uncomfortable.
Right.
And you saw that going into Game 7. That was as comfortable and confident and composed a group as you could have. And I could tell that at the morning skate that day before Game 7. And Leroy and I were talking about this before we went on the air, but the twists and turns of that series, and I did a radio hit in Edmonton just a few days ago, and it was a kind of a tough subject for the listeners there we were talking right. about. But looking back at how that series went prior to the Stanley Cup final, a lot of the experts out there and a lot of the talking heads and a lot of the people that just cover the National Hockey League day to day were kind of preparing for a long series, and everybody's predictions seemed to be that was going to be a cup final that was going to potentially go 6 or 7 games. I don't know that anybody would have predicted the path that it took to get to a game right. 7, but as we were talking about, Leroy, just a little bit ago, the fact that the Panthers won it, it's the prime example of you win it and nobody asks how you did it. Once you win it, you won it. Nobody asks how. There's going to be a banner raised to the rafters on October 8th.
Doesn't say gave up a 3-0 lead.
It says Stanley Cup champions on it. And that's what matters. And you mentioned, too, it's so tough to win. It's actually an understatement to say that for any of these leagues. It is so difficult to win because you build a team that has now a championship pedigree, and this version of the Panthers going into 24-25, even though there have been some changes in different parts of the lineup, as good a chance to win the Cup going into this year as they had going into last year. This is one of the best teams in the league, a Cup contender once again. But there are 31 other teams out there that are also trying to win this thing, and 31 other teams that would love to have the short offseason that the Panthers just had. So, you know, when you get the job done, you got to make sure that you enjoy it. But like I said, this is a team that's right in the midst of its championship window that's going to have a chance to do it again.
I can't believe it's one of these things, too. Like, everybody had to watch the Cup celebration and seeing the guys bring it into the Atlantic Ocean and seeing guys party on the beach. Like, you know, it's so interesting seeing the growth of hockey down here. But how anybody wouldn't want to play here after seeing how the Panthers celebrated that would be beyond me, because it was just so incredible seeing just how that cup was just brought all over town and how everybody kind of got to be a part of it down here.
You've kind of seen that grow over the course of the last few seasons, and with some of the pickups that Bill Zito has made and things like that. Now with the Panthers achieving the success, and I think you're going to get this anytime you have a team that builds a, you know, kind of a track record of success, you're going to have guys that say, hey,
I'll take less to go play with that team.
I want to go there. I want to be a part of that. You know, whether it be, it's a good reputation to have. You look at, for example, and I mentioned there are going to be some changes to the lineup, but some guys who came in last year and did a great job for this team that parlayed it into multi-year contracts elsewhere. Oliver Ekman-Larsson kind of came in. He wasn't healthy his last stretch in Vancouver. He got bought out, came to the Panthers on a one-year deal, did a heck of a job. And then Toronto comes in, signs him for a multi-year contract. A guy like Kevin Stenlund came in, played great minutes on the fourth line, signed a one-year deal with the Panthers last year. Part of a Stanley Cup champion, Utah gives him a multi-year contract and doubles his salary.
Don't mention Lamborghini. JFig's going to be really issue. That's her favorite.
There's another guy that was able to, you know, build himself into something here, and he's going to be a special player to Panthers fans forever. But in a salary cap league, those are some of the tough decisions that you have to make. You can't keep everybody. You can't pay everybody. In mentioning those guys, not overpaying for certain players is why the Panthers were able to get the 8-year extension for Sam Reinhart, why they're able to get the 8-year extension to Gus Forsling, you know, why they're able to make some of these other moves.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And why they're able to lock in so much of that roster. The team's eight leading scorers from last year are back. Sergei Bobrovsky is still the number one goaltender. The core of the defense is back. Paul Maurice is still the head coach. This is a team that, even though there were some tweaks along the way, you're going to have that. But this is a team that's still equipped to win a championship. And we mentioned some of the guys that moved on. The guys they brought in are going to be able to fill the holes nicely.
Is there somebody?
Where's Paul Maurice? He said, yeah, well, I won it. I'm going to go chill for a minute. I haven't heard from him.
Not a social media.
Him. Not like, just, he's just enjoying life.
He'll be back and ready to roll in full force here. You guys know Media Day's tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be there.
You'll get to rub elbows with everybody there.
Have you gotten your interaction with the Cup this summer?
I have had a handful of experiences with the Stanley Cup.
You still get the goosies every time around.
It's a special trophy, to say the least. And to see the Panthers names engraved on it makes it hit even harder when you see it, and just feels that much more real. Like I said, sometimes you have to pinch yourself, remind yourself that it actually all happened.
Candace has got to be hating life when, what, three of the last four Stanley Cups have been in Florida?
Canada?
Yeah, all of Canada.
Well, listen,
everywhere up north, Boston, New York, everybody who claims to be hockey town.
I'm still salty about McDavid getting the Conn Smythe. Bob should have gotten it.
Yeah.
I still think Bob should have gotten it. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You could have made a case for Barkov, too.
Yes.
I get it. But
yes.
You know what happened? I
just thought.
Because they were up 3-0, and then they came back and tied it up at 3-3. So it automatically goes from a Bob winning it to one of the scores.
It was just crazy to me that a guy who, yes, drug his team to the brink of history. But he didn't do it, I was still salty about it.
I think the fact that he broke a Gretzky record along the way is probably what secured that. If he didn't break a Gretzky record, the assist record for a single play, if he didn't break a Gretzky record along the way, because a lot of Gretzky records have stood for a long time, obviously, if that didn't happen, then it probably does go to Bobrovsky, Barkov, somebody else. But I think that was where McDavid clinched it. I think in the eyes of a lot of people out there, he clinched it before Game 7. I think he had it in the bag before Game 7.
That's really the only sport where it's not uncommon to give that award to the losing team.
And that's the thing. It's not likely in the sense that it doesn't happen every year, but it has happened. Like, we can point to a number of instances in history where it has happened.
As a guy, you know, who calls every goalie around the league, how fun is calling Sergei Bobrovsky? Because he literally is like a gymnast out there. You know, he's not the biggest guy in the world, but he just does all these crazy drills where he's all over the place, the bobbery, Just how fun is it calling him in these clutch moments? Because he sometimes is like literally, like they say, standing on his head. Sometimes he's literally like on his head to make a save.
He's the best. And you guys know, you've had a chance to talk to him, but he's such a thoughtful and just a great guy to have a conversation with. But when you see him play, and very, very, you know, all goalies, they're all different in how they kind of play their position. But some of the same things I used to say about Roberto Luongo, in that you can watch the game on TV, you can go and watch a game out at the arena, and you get an appreciation. You can see, okay, this is an all-star level goalie, this is an all-world type of talent. But it's when you have the chance to go see him at practice on a non-game day, you know, between games, the way that he keeps himself prepared, the way that he's detail oriented in everything that he does, the dedication to the craft. It's why he's, you know, still elite at this point, and is still an all-world goaltender, one of the best in the business at this point. It's special to see every single day, and like I said, you get such an appreciation for his dedication to the craft, the way he goes about his business, but also such a thoughtful, just interesting, fun guy to have a conversation with as well, whether it be, you know, about goaltending or what have you.
Have you gotten a sneak peek at the rings? What's the looky loo on those? Have you gotten any insight on that?
I have no behind the scenes info.
They usually don't show them to you, Doug.
I'm not going to be the first one to see it.
They don't even show you pictures till you get it.
When do they get it? I want to see.
I don't know that either.
Really?
I don't know that. I have no inside info.
How much are you going to rock that thing, though? Like, are you putting that in a safe deposit box somewhere? Are you going to wear that all the time?
It'll be, especially in the beginning, we're going to make sure everybody sees that thing.
Attaboy. That's what you got to. Yeah. You got to flash that puppy.
We got to make sure everybody sees that.
I was like Kevin Garnett, mama ain't got no rings.
Yeah.
Close.
Are you just as, like, you know, being the voice of this team and, you know, calling the entire run, but like, how excited are you just to see, I guess, the ramifications of that in the fan base? Because it was like, remember like a week afterwards, like Matthew Tkachuk goes to like a chicken place and it's like literally down,
right?
Like the it's shutting down like the Broward County. Right. So I'm just, how excited are you just to see what the follow through is this with the people being crazy about hockey down here?
I can't wait, and I can tell you right now just what we've already seen even before the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. The buzz that we saw build the year before, right, when the Panthers went to the Cup Final and obviously fell just short against Vegas, but even the buzz that was picked up off of that run, you could tell it was noticeable throughout the entire market. So I can't wait to see what it's going to look like now as we get going on this season. And we can already sense it, you know, from a business end and things like that. All the, you know, ticket sales numbers, everything like that is trending off the charts. Stanley has probably been in more demand than he's ever been. He's a celebrity right now. And
ton of birthday parties, Stanley. Yep,
Stanley's been a man about town, and everybody recognizes him as if they didn't before. But it's been exciting, to say the least. Everywhere you go, you have a Panthers logo. People are saying "Go Cats." You see more Panthers gear, the Panthers car flags, the stickers, mm-hmm, all that stuff, more than ever. And I can just use this platform right here to say thanks to everybody out there who supported this team in any capacity, whether you listened to a game, went to a game, watched a game, bought the gear, came out, cheered the team on, went to a watch party, whatever it is that you did, it truly means the world to us, and we can't wait to see everybody back on board come October 8th, when, like I said, October 8th, there's going to be a nice new piece of decor hanging in the rafters at Amerant Bank Arena.
It is literally the only professional sport that TV doesn't do it justice. You have to see it live. If you haven't seen a hockey game live to actually see how fast they're really skating and how quick everything's moving, you're missing out.
Yep, you got to come and see it in person. If you're just learning the sport, if you've never been introduced to the sport, you can follow it from afar, but it's the sport you got to come out. You got to come out and see it firsthand first. And I would even say, I've had somebody mention this to me years ago, and it was a great approach to it, but if you haven't watched hockey before, come out to a game, watch it in person, and then kind of watch what goes on away from the puck. If you're just focused on the puck the whole time and you're watching hockey for the first time, it might be tough to follow. But if you kind of take a step back, pull your lens back a little bit, zoom out a little bit, and just watch the way that everybody's playing their positions, it'll make more sense to you.
Doug Plagans, we appreciate you stopping by. Stanley, you too, buddy. Hey, you keeping Victory Rat in line? He's behaving? All right.
Victor's on vacation, right?
Victor's probably having a wild summer knowing him. He knows the kind of shenanigans he's getting into. We appreciate the time, Doug. We'll take a break. Damage is done, my friend, is next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Oh, we crossed the finish line, buddy. We crossed it.
This is a monumental moment in my life.
It's easy.
Yeah! It's a real. Oh! It's some cojones, boys.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.